From Kenny Zulu Whitmore to Jenka Soddenberg. Greetings, Soddenberg. My name is as above, Kenny Zulu Whitmore, but everyone calls me Zulu. I am a 55-year-old political prisoner being held on the plantation of the LA State Penitentiary, Angola, LA. I have been held captive here for 34 years, wrongfully tried and convicted of political murder. That happened in a small rural community in the northern section of East Baton Rouge Parish back in 1973. The robbery murder happened on August 15, 1973. Victim, Marshall Bond, the mayor of Zachary, LA. I were charged with that crime while waiting to bond out on another charge in February 1975. While in the East Baton Rouge Parish Prison in February 1975. I was told that I had a court hearing, but instead I was taken out of the jail directly to the victim property in Zachary, LA. I was beaten till I falsely implicated myself in this crime to save my life, because I knew I were going to be killed in those woods. From there, I were taken to three different locations and held incommunicado for nearly 40 hours and beaten at each location. I were tried and convicted on this charge on January 3rd through the 6th, 1977. Sentence 4/14/1977. I arrived here on the plantation of Angola, March 1978. And were immediate jumped by Hitler little helpers, the guards. Thereafter thrown into CCR solitary confinement. It was here where I met the Angola Three, Albert Woodfox, Herman Wallace, and Robert King. And I were officially made a member of the Angola chapter of the Black Panther Party by Chairman Herman Wallace. I have read and reread over your letter, Zulu. You can get more information linking you directly to Kennedy Zulu Whitmore through the KABU website at kabu.org. Excerpt from a blog of his. I believe my incarceration on these charges is a direct result of my being outspoken against the police harassment and brutality in the community. The police had a procedure of randomly choosing a black person and falsely charging them to clear their unsolved cases. On March 14, 1977, I arrived here at Angola. I was here a good 2 hours before Angola guard jumped on me because I dared to complain of the guard throwing my mother's picture in the trash can. In a matter of minutes, I was surrounded by guards in brown uniforms. I had an instant flash of Hitler's brown shirt troops. They returned my personal property, and within an hour, I went before the classification board, and I was assigned to CCR, maximum security, D tier. I put in D number 9. Once in the cage, a big brother stopped and spoke to me. He told me his name was King Wilkerson. He told me that the tier was organized in a way to benefit everyone and explained to me what was expected of me while on that tier. King said Mondays were tier discussion days. Any questions I might have about the structure of the tier would be discussed. Classes were held on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Reading, writing, math, history, and language. Albert Woodfox was teaching history.